Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Does it sound familiar? Here we go.
Think you gotta cream my neck, you don't. Think I'll use up your serum, I won't. Even if you were broke, Natch Butte don't cost a thing. Think I'll use up your sunscreen, I won't. Think I need fresh fringe, I got my own. Even if you were broke, Natch Butte don't cost a thing.
Welcome everybody to Natch Butte, welcome. To Natch Butte. I've been wanting to do that song and I could not figure out the words because everything was negative. Like, you don't use cream, you don't use serum. And I'm like, we want to use serum on Natch Butte. We want to use cream. So I made it about a person who is going to listen to Natch Butte so they don't need your help. They don't need your products, okay? Keep up, sweetie. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty lifestyle comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Hello, I am your host, your guide, your guru, Jackie J, aka the beauty talk, Shock Jack, your queen of creams, hustle the most serums, your freshest friends on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt, and new mommy. Welcome to Natch Butte. My guest, this bitch, okay? I've been trying to get this bitch in my fucking studio for years, like for real. For real, for years. And every time she's been, I'm busy, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm running around the world with the friggin' countess. I mean, she's always up to something. And we met, do you remember the origin story? We met at an audition and we all went and got yogurt afterwards. Do you remember that?
Oh my God.
That
was like, I have forgotten that moment.
That was like literally 100 years ago.
I wasn't sure if I was allowed to talk yet. I was like, yeah.
Well, you can interject, but let me get back to you. Okay, my guest today, hottie beauty, comedian, host. She's always rocking either a pink or a neon green mic. I need more information on that. She's a Portuguese queen. She keeps it real. She will always give you the truth, which I respect. She is hosting a new show. It is a series on Hulu called Hotties. It is out now. If I had to describe it, it would be like MasterChef meets Hot Ones meets MTV Next.
Perfect.
There's a bus involved. Everybody needs to check it out. And I'm so pleased you're finally here. Please welcome to Natch Butte, Jade Cotta Preta Honey.
Yeah, pew, 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 JCP in the house.
You know, your name kind of is like pew, pew, pew. Like, it's like
Jade Cotta Preta. Jade Moreira Cotta Preta in Portuguese.
Wait, do it again.
Jade Moreira Cotta Preta.
Has there ever been a better name?
I know, but then I changed it to Jade Cotta Preta. Like, I don't know. I had to fit in, you know, with all the Virginia kids.
Listen, that's a whole other podcast.
That's a trauma podcast.
Yeah,
which I gotta get on.
Hey, this does become that.
I know, because you know what? Beauty products make us feel better.
Traumatic.
It's all traumatic.
Yes.
I mean, we take our whole lives to figure out how to do this.
Yes.
Like my boyfriend was like, how did you figure out like how to straighten your hair? I'm like, it took me 35 years.
I'm telling you. Our generation had it the worst because we didn't have all the help.
We didn't have YouTube tutorials
on
how to look cute.
The kids are snatched now. I'm honestly offended.
Me too.
The good eyebrows, the good skin.
They look so good. They all look better than me.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're going to look incredible when they're our age. They're going to look 12 still.
No, they might look older. That's the thing.
Well,
they're maybe being exposed.
Do.
Yeah, some of them look older already because
right.
of the look. And I'm also, can we talk about this? Sorry to start off the bat real
yeah.
hardcore, but the brown poopy lipstick, not for me.
Oh, yeah?
That the kids are doing now with
yeah.
the liner, not for me.
Interesting.
It looks like you just... Kissed a piece of poop.
You just rim job somebody.
Rim job someone and then you kept it.
You know what? We might get to that later. But
good.
Jade, I have to first ask you the warm-up question.
Oh, yeah, please.
The first one everyone gets, what type of skin do you have?
I have mixed. I'm half oily, half dry.
Okay.
And I get really oily, like right between right here.
Uh-huh.
Like,
forehead.
The forehead thing where I get Botox.
I was about to say, because that's good. That'll keep that area moist and supple and the wrinkles will be gone.
Yeah.
So and that's Botox. Good. Okay. And the Botox. Yeah. I can't get Botox until I'm done breastfeeding and I'm aching, honey.
You're feeling taut. You don't look, I don't see any lines right now.
Honey, I slept last night.
That's incredible.
The baby slept.
I know. That's how my sister was. She was like, I brushed my hair today. Like,
oh,
the
I know.
Simplest thing.
I woke up and I was just like, I heard tweeting birds and I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to rest.
Yeah, that's
what
beautiful.
A concept.
He's beautiful.
Thank
He's
you.
So smiley.
I know. He's in a good, sweet spot.
Sweet
it
spot.
Might all come tumbling down, so I'm really enjoying it.
Enjoy it before he's a teenager. And
right.
He's like,
shut up, Mom.
Yeah, shut up, Mom. You don't get it.
Oh, my God. If he ever said it to me, I would
no,
die.
Me too. I that's not okay. Shut up in Portuguese, by the way. That's like, go fuck your mother.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like the
dark.
How do
you say it? Hear me.
Cala sua boca. Cala sua boca. Cala boca. That's like, whoa.
Oh, because boca is mouth in Spanish. Yeah,
it's like shut your mouth, basically.
Oh, callate la boca.
Yeah, yeah. Same shit. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I always assumed that they were not the same. The languages were not
similar. No, they're
similar.
So similar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Latin rooted. So they're all like,
okay.
Really similar. Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Let's do it.
Okay. This one I'm excited about. Jade, the first beauty product you ever bought or used, what was it?
It was the purple spray from Bath & Body Works.
Okay. Freesia?
No. It was the Victoria's Secret one.
Okay. Love Spell.
Love Spell.
Oh, my God.
Love Spell was like a hardcore thing that I did all the time.
The smell of Love Spell is deeply embedded into my psyche.
Same.
Core memory unlocked, as
Me
the
too.
Kids would say.
And CK1.
Oh, I loved CK1. Very different, though.
I love CK1.
Very different,
I know, that's
two.
Kind of me, you know.
Yes.
That's me in a world.
That's
like, I have, because I'm pan.
Because you're
know?
Pan. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's like, I got that like feminine side that's like kind of too feminine and gross, and then the more like, masculine by side.
Too feminine and
yeah,
gross?
Yeah, too purple.
Wow, CK pan.
CK1, remember? I still feel like I smell it when people wear it. Like, I have a really crazy nose.
Is it still there? Is it
people still wear it.
Because I have the same, and everyone's heard me say this on Attribute 100 times. If anyone has on Acqua d'Agio.
Me too. I smell
like,
it.
I feel my hymen kind of pulse. Because it's like my first boyfriend wore that.
Me too. And I, what's the other one? Cool Water.
Yes, Cool Water.
I'm like, ooh, daddy.
Cool Water. Okay.
My boyfriend wears Sauvage now. I recommend it.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's the one that's advertised by Johnny Depp when he's like,
okay.
Sauvage.
Okay.
It works.
He might come up later.
Mm.
Okay. Everyone gets a random warm-up question. This is your random warm-up question. Ooh. You can redo any movie and you get to be the star of it.
Selena. What? I've
that
already thought
so
about
fast.
it. I'm just kidding. Almost Famous.
The Kate Hudson role?
Yeah.
Okay. You would do great for Selena, though.
I know. Well, then I just rethought about it. I'm like, no, because, you know, they redid the Selena show.
Yeah.
And the actress was, like, too thin, like, kind of my similar body type. And I was like, and I didn't like it. So I feel like I'm not curvaceous enough for it.
I don't put any restrictions on this.
But okay. But I just feel like Almost Famous is such
a
cool role,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then also, I would have loved to get Reboot that Rachel Bloom just got. We all wanted that.
We show all is that. Hilarious.
That looks amazing.
Have
I
you watched
seen it? No, okay. I'm dying to watch
we
it.
We watched the two episodes last night. I'm so impressed with that show.
I'm so jealous.
You might be like me, a jaded asshole who thinks nothing's funny.
Yeah, same.
I was laughing my ass off. Ben and I both were laughing. He was like, this is a great show. Everyone's good on it.
Everyone's
the actors
good.
Are great. Like,
I read
incredible.
The script. I was like, oh, this is whoever gets this.
Did you go out for it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Everybody wanted it. It was like the one that every... Because comedy stuff's not really coming out as much. Like,
yes.
I get a lot of like Nurse Number 3 again. And I'm like, oh, come on. You know?
Next. Last warm-up question. Everybody gets this question. This is Natribute. We celebrate our natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh, man. My empathy. Yes. I feel like I'm really kind. You know, people might not think that because I'm like, confident. But I am like empathetic to a point. It hurts me. Like I get played.
Yes.
I get played a lot because I'll feel bad for people.
What's
a
your
lot.
Sign?
Pisces.
Yeah.
But on the cusp. Yeah. And it hurts me. But physically, I really like my butt.
Yes. This is an open question. I get ass and titties or I get my brain, my whatever. So
I feel like
I'll take both.
In my butt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take both. Hey. And also, my son is an empath. He looks you deep in your eyes.
He really does. And he like smiles.
And I like cry. And I'm like, is this going to fuck him up? That I'm just like sobbing in his eyes.
I know you have to think about every move now.
I know.
Like,
it's terrifying.
You can't. You just got to do it. And then like later on in life, just hope that he likes you, you know?
I am so weird about the phone because I'm like, I don't want him to have core memories of us staring at our phones in front of him. So when Ben's like looking at his phone, I'm like, get off the phone.
Yeah, I know. That's the hardest
part.
Put
down the phone.
Because he's going to be addicted to TV now. Like my niece, she even sees a TV far away. She's like, eh. They become like little TV zombies.
I know.
But you have to use it sometimes.
Well,
like,
no screens until they're two. That's the rule.
Oh, well.
But that's obviously very difficult to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we do our best. Sometimes I catch him looking at the TV and I'm like, Ben, turn that off. Because
Some of it is educational. Like, you know, she knows music and stuff.
Hey, I watched Sesame Street. I turned out fine, okay? I'm fucking great.
I watched Shusha.
Yeah. Okay. My first question for you, Jade. Mm-hmm. When did you realize you were funny?
Oh, man. Like 3 weeks ago? I don't know.
You were like some random person on Instagram commented.
Yeah. I was like, finally, my clips are doing well. I'm funny. I've had a really hard time with like admitting that I'm funny because it's been such a thing that I use for myself to like get myself out of pain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
but
same.
I think I was always kind of like a squirmy, funny kid.
Hashtag tears of a clown.
It's true.
Hashtag tears of a clown.
It's true. Like, why do we do comedy? But my sister was always really naturally like charismatic and funny and kind of the funny one. And I just kind of maybe I copied her a little bit, but I was really into Broadway and like really into dance.
Okay. That's
and nice. I was never really like the best in class, but I could also always do something funny and make everybody laugh. So I was always very social.
Yeah.
So I knew that I was social from an early age, but the funny thing like didn't come around until, like a few months ago, I started really believing in my after 15 years of comedy.
I was about to say, you've been doing comedy for a long time.
When did you find, did you know you were like a funny kid?
I don't know. I guess. It was a defense mechanism. Hey. No, that's okay. Okay. She can help my pillow.
Cheryl is really, she just likes to make, the way she's sitting right now, I wish you guys could see it. Just, that doesn't look comfortable.
Does she sit on top of pillows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chooch does that. We call it Miss Muppet on her tuffet.
It's true. She needs to find a little high spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to feel important. You want to be one of the girls. I get it.
Sorry about it, but I felt bad. I'd never bring her anymore.
No.
And she's like, Mom, what about the car?
No, she can come. She's always welcome here.
Thanks. She's got a little basket in the car.
Make yourself at home, hon. Okay, you already kind of answered this question. Mm. I wanted to ask you about the name Jade. I've only met one other person named Jade, and it was a guy.
Oh, my God. You know the guy Jade? I know one guy Jade.
Yeah?
I wonder if he's the same guy.
What does he look like?
He's like bleach blonde hair.
No, this is a black man.
Oh, no way.
Now, there's two Jades.
Yeah, he was like he was one of my teachers in my clown. I went to clown school.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
In San Francisco. It was a place called Collaborative Arts of the 21st Century.
Does that come in handy?
Yeah, man. It was a lot of physical work.
Courtney Peruso and Natalie
Obsessed.
Palamides.
Obsessed.
Yeah, my clown girls.
I can't,
so incredible.
Well, because it's all like, it's again, like, it's a Latin rooted thing. Like,
yes.
It was really fun. We had to do like mask work, like where you didn't say anything, but you would make people laugh just like with a mask and falling and like a lot of physicality. And I had this like French clown where I was like, like she was kind of a bitch, you know, like, and I just really developed a lot of my voice like back then. Even before I knew I wanted to do stand up, I was just really into improv. So like, you do that thing in class where they're like, he walks
zip,
like
zip,
this.
Zop.
Yeah. Like, and what's his body like? And I don't know, sometimes it's nice to go back to those roots of things. Like sometimes when I'm stuck and I can't write, I'll literally walk around my house and go like, and like start doing like a movement and like a sound. And I'm
did
like,
you go to clown college before like quote unquote real college or as an alternative to real college?
No, summer, in the summer. I did like a summer program.
Clown college.
Yeah.
Summer clown program.
And it was, I was in San Francisco. So it was like my first super lesbian summer. I even went on a date with a girl who had a beard. Very progressive.
Wow.
I didn't know she had a beard until she got to the date, but.
Even better. a discovery.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a cool summer. I got to live in, it was like the first time I ever lived by myself in San Francisco. And I got to rent out. I was like subletting this guy who was a clown, his apartment.
Man.
So I would borrow all his like clown outfits.
I smell
and stuff.
Sitcom.
Oh my God.
Clown school summer.
Clown school summer.
Uh oh. Get ready.
It's a musical too.
Next pilot season.
Rachel Bloom will get it. Yeah, I just read a role the other day. The girl's name was Jade, and I didn't get it. I was like, oh, man, that's rough.
Oh, God, that's too good. Okay, guess what? We're going to play a game. Are you
excited? I love games.
This is the Grab Bag of Fun.
Time to get excited for the Grab Bag of Fun. Yeah, what's going to be inside it?
Jade, next to you in the chair is the Grab Bag of Fun.
Oh my God.
You see this beautiful bag?
It's so pink. I love that color.
This is a company called El Cholo's Kid, and she's a Latina woman, and she makes these bags out of recycled bottles from Mexico.
Stop.
Isn't that
cool? She braids these herself?
Her and the team.
She must smoke some weed. She's smoking weed, making bags. This is a lot
this
of work.
This is up your alley, though. Yeah. Isn't that cute?
It's beautiful.
So what you're going to do is you're going to open it and mm-hmm. you're going to not look and you're going to pull whatever you want out and you get to keep it.
Oh, my God.
And it's a beauty product of some kind.
Or
some kind of lifestyle product. Self-care.
Okay, I love this.
So you could either go deep, you can go shallow, whatever.
What do you think?
Honestly, everyone's been going deep, and I'm like, go to the top, honey.
Oh, my God. It's so full.
It's full. I put new things
Wait, there's like a bag. Do I have to grab the bag?
Whatever. If that's what your mind is going
Wait,
towards.
Wait, this feels like a lot. See, the empathy. I'm like, am I?
Okay.
What is this?
I've been waiting so patiently for somebody to grab that.
Okay. I'm
so
opening.
It's a Buddha Teas tote.
Oh, my God. I love this.
And teas? Inside it is CBD tea, which I have a feeling is up your alley.
My God. I drink tea every night. Okay. Chamomile tea every night. This is amazing.
Okay. I'm so happy somebody finally took this.
Oh, my God.
That has been in there since before my child
and
was born.
And a candle?
No, it's a mug. To match.
Wait, this is actually really beautiful.
It's
mug.
A Buddha Teas mug. A glass Buddha Teas mug.
I don't have any glass mugs like this.
And now it's ready.
This is beautiful.
So,
thank you.
Will you fuck with CBD chamomile blend?
100% okay. will fuck with CBD. You know what? I've been trying, because I do have a hard time, like, kind of after a day of work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
of course.
My boyfriend's like, can you take something?
Can we sedate you in some
He's
way?
He's like, is there Xanax here? I'm like, no. And I this always smoke perfect. Weed, but this is perfect. Yeah.
And there's CBD Sleepy Buddha blend. That might be even better.
I'm going to do both of these.
Do a combo.
I mean, I'm not going to. Well, yeah, maybe even together. This is great.
I'm so happy that that was meant for you. The grab bag of fun provides. I'm telling
weird?
You. No, it really does. There is yet to be a person, and maybe everyone's just being nice, that's been like, oh my God.
There's nothing free I don't like. I'll always, yeah, if I, it's not for me, I'll find someone to gift it to. I love, by the way, that's my favorite thing, clothing swaps.
Oh, honey.
Don't you miss them?
Yes.
Did we ever go to one together?
I'm feel like, sure we did.
Like, I love when things continue on.
I want to do one in my yard.
Do it.
In the fall at some point.
Will you do it?
Yes.
I want in. I have a bag.
I need clothes. I can't fit into any of my clothes.
Oh, I have.
I need new clothes.
We should do a thing with Fashion Brand Company and see if they give stuff out. And like all the girls can come and then maybe it's like $5 each and then maybe the money goes towards like an abortion clinic or something.
Okay. I went to a bougie clothing swap that you paid to get into once.
You did?
I'm going to tell y'all who. I don't give a fuck. It was Andy Richter's now ex-wife's house and she's like a comedy mafia member. Like the comedy wife mafia.
Yeah.
You know, like all the, I'll just name one other one. Morgan Walsh, Matt Walsh's wife, who's a fucking queen.
Wait, I don't know this group.
So, you know Matt Walsh. He's one of the used to be four. His wife, Morgan, is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's one of the comedy mafia wives. And
they're
like, they're like the comedy wives.
Yeah.
And I got invited through.
That's a reality show.
Honey.
Oh my God. Are we pitching?
I guess so. Everything's becoming pitch. Rachel Bloom will get the part. What's the point? So I got invited to this clothing swap. Yeah. She throws it. And I was invited through a friend. Who's no longer my friend, unfortunately. So I'm not going back. But you paid, and all the money went to abortion.
I love
abortion
that.
Something fun.
Yeah,
I don't
because
remember
we used to do something. We used to do a bunch.
It was like 50 bucks or something. But the clothes were insane. No, it was insane.
Oh, like the clothes were really nice.
And it was like 30, 40 women. This was pre-COVID days, years ago, and it was so fun.
I love it. It's just a bunch of girls. Do you remember Rachel? She used to have the dome.
Yes.
So she had one in the dome, and I just walked in, and it was like. 20 women all naked, changing clothes, like smoking weed. It was just like
it's
magical.
Yes.
And I love that because, and then if somebody wanted something and somebody else also did, the whole group got to decide, like, that looks better on you.
Yes, yes.
And I love that.
It's fab.
Oh, we did go to one together.
Yeah.
It was.
Georgia?
No, it was at your old apartment.
Oh, okay. I used to throw them,
I still have those orange pants that are yours. I love them.
Oh,
they're all
God.
Like ripped up, and I'm like, I can't like.
That makes me so
I can't
happy.
Let go.
That makes me so happy. Okay.
I have an attachment to clothes, do you?
Yeah.
Like a physical. I'm like,
it's hard right now. Nothing fits me, but yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, right?
Yes.
The body change.
The
would you say?
The body change is hard, but my body made a human being. I'm in awe of my body.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I'll never judge my body. Because it made that little man in there.
Isn't
it made
crazy?
His face, his little butt. It made his arms. It made his eyeballs. It made his organs. And I'm like, that is incredible that my body did that.
If your
my
body relationship looks, changes, right?
If my body looks different now, then that is a small price to pay.
I love that.
But
I would love to have that. Like,
yeah.
Where I'm like, hey, my body's more than just like for random dudes.
Right.
So
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like mine. And yes. it's like I can walk every day and work out and like I feel good, you know?
The female body, the body with ovaries is an incredible achievement in carbon coming together.
Right? I mean, in atoms joining forces.
Honey, what a feat. It makes all the people that walk around the planet. It is incredible.
Ugh, I want to have a baby. It might be too late, but I'm going to still try.
No, it's not too late.
I'm still going to try.
I just had a baby at 37.
Yeah,
almost
I'm 38.
Perfect. Jinx. God, you look good.
Oh, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked to you before about this. You are like a hair removal advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have dark hair. Mm-hmm. You're a Portuguese queen, as I said. And you have had, I think, your whole body lasered, right?
Whole body lasered.
Yeah, yeah. So from where? Neck down?
Yeah. So I started at the armpits. Mm-hmm. The armpit was, by the way, if you're new to this, I always recommend doing your armpits first.
Yes, armpit first, for sure.
And the best people, light skin, dark hair.
Me.
So if you have light hair, it's not going to work. Laser attacks color. So it goes by color. So armpits. And then I did bikini line, not the whole pussy, because I read Carmen Diaz has a body book, like a body image book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, one of my biggest regrets was getting rid of my whole bush. Not those were in those words, but
did she give any context as to why?
She was just like, yeah, your vagina kind of gets older, like, and you kind of want to cover the front a little more.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, interesting. So I got just the sides done, like the bikini line. And then I did my full legs.
Mm-hmm.
I did like really early on my toes.
Oh, yeah.
I even kind of zapped my nipples a couple times.
Yeah.
I hope that's not weird. But my nipple hair has been like a thing for me that like I used to be so nervous about it that a guy would see one nipple hair.
Yeah, I've pulled a couple like fast plucks in a bathroom before hooking up kind of moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I don't do anything on my face because heard that that's bad.
Did you ask? Did you say, hey, would you mind doing my nipple? Or how did you kind of orchestrate that?
They just did it. It's like a thing that a lot of people do. And it's also like in Glendale. So it's like a bunch of Armenians. Like
that's where I go to.
Yeah.
Glendale Armenian nurses.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
New Look Skin Center is where I used to go. And I used to like, that's where I did my whole body. It's an investment. I mean, it costs money, but there are Groupons that are like not scary with them where it's like they'll do it for 15, 30 minutes, like whatever they can get done.
Yeah.
And then you make friends with a girl and then she'll do a little more for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just ran into my girl. And I didn't recognize her. And she was like, hi. And then she emailed me like, hey, I didn't want to say, hey, remember me? I used to laser your vagina.
Right, right.
And I was like, hey. But yeah, I'm a big advocate. And now I just found out this is a new thing for me. I've been getting my eyebrows done. And she was like, you know, it's the hair that you pluck between your eyebrows makes the hair on your eyebrows not grow properly. Because this is all connected right here. Like so right here, if you're feeling like your eyebrows are not growing, it's because you're plucking the hair here.
No way.
And so it's better to do the little shave. Like, have you seen the little shave?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little tiny razors.
So now I do that for my mustache as well, which I
can't
tell.
That makes perfect sense because I fucked my eyebrows.
Same.
Fucked them.
Gwen Stefani, man.
She fucked me.
She fucked us.
I know. At least she sends me PR now.
Oh, my God.
I know. Ben keeps being like, have her on Nashville. I'm like, okay, let me just message her. I'm sure she'd come on.
She might.
Can you imagine if she rolls into Pasadena and rolls
she
up
might,
to the Nashville studio?
I feel like celebrities are doing podcasts more.
They are.
Like, they're more approachable. Like, I saw this thing from Game of Thrones, the kid from Game of Thrones, like, crying, being very, like, open on a podcast. And I think it's, like, kind of in to be, like, more open now.
Yeah.
And celebrities want to be more approachable.
Should I DM her or what?
Straight up. Find her PR person.
Well, they send me, her brand sends me PR.
Oh my God.
Although I didn't give it a great review.
Which one? For what?
Well,
for her stuff? Her face stuff or her clothes?
Oh no, her makeup. She has makeup now.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what I'll say. I have now been using her eyebrow pencil and I fucking love it. My thing about her products is that they're in the clean category, which I try to only do now because my baby's grabbing me and like accidentally putting his face, you know,
right, he's
on
eating
my mouth.
That, yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't know. I'm trying to be good. So it has the clean checkmark at Sephora, which for like a edgy, fun, really high pigment brand is rare.
It is really
honestly,
rare. It's like,
so,
you just want MAC to be clean brand.
Right.
But it's like, you can't. It's too thick, the
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I just said that her lipsticks were fine. And for the price, it's just you're buying the Gwen Stefani lipstick. It's not going to change your life. But that eyebrow pencil, she's got several different ones of different like girth.
Is that your favorite eyebrow right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she just sent me personally, Gwen, her whole PR for the lip.
That's amazing.
All her new lip shit.
Wait, I took a picture of my, because you said to take, I took a picture of all my favorite products right now.
Well,
so,
we haven't gone to that part yet.
Oh, I won't, but I'm just saying for eyebrows.
Okay.
So I've been using this Solar. Do you know about this?
No, not off the top of my head.
It's so expensive, okay?
Okay, this how is
a,
expensive?
A problem I have to pick with them. How? It's like $40-something.
For an eyebrow pencil?
Yeah. And
okay, no.
Once I got addicted to it, and they don't sell it at Mamie's or like Friends where you get discount.
Yeah.
But the thing is, once you buy the pen, the refills are cheaper.
Okay, let me take a look. Have I seen this before?
It's really pretty. It's like
what company is this?
Soleil.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's like holographic.
Oh my God.
Something about it, just the darkness
How
of
much
it,
is the refill?
Like 20-something.
Okay, that's still a lot.
It's still a lot.
Yeah.
And they were like, they were sold out for like a year. But I love it. I don't know what it is about it. It's just like, you just, you know, sometimes you're just like, I can't explain it. Like,
yes.
By the way, eyebrows, bane of my existence.
Yeah.
I want to get a micro colored in.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that or no?
No, that's a whole other thing.
Is it?
I had my eyebrows microbladed 2016.
Oh my God. They look good though. What's, and you don't like it?
Well, no. They say to you this last 2 years. It's been, do the math. How many years was that? Was
like
my
six?
First marriage?
22, yeah. Six.
There, it's still there, but it's just faded and blurred together. So I just say proceed with caution.
Oh, now, man, I just want to be done and not do it every day. Like, drawing on my eyebrows is the worst part.
Yeah,
of
you'll
my
have good eyebrows for like a year. And then it fades away and it blurs, and then you're fucked because you can't, I guess they're supposed to just blade over it, but I haven't done that yet.
Oh, I see.
I was going to have her redo them / do a removal, and then I got pregnant.
Do you know that guy, Raz? Do you follow him?
No.
There's this guy that I follow on. He's like a TikTok star, you know?
And yeah.
But he does like cholas who have just the line. Like they draw him in, and he does them. And it makes it look like it's like a physical thing. Like
He
puts the thing, like the brush through it.
Yes, and like, you see the hairs.
How do they do that?
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And also, it is, the technology has really stepped up since 5 years ago, too, I will say.
Right, but then it's like, how much further along is it going to be? That's how I always feel. I'm like,
well,
I have friends who did like eyeliner,
and
that they look bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I had another girl on Nashville who is an esthetician, and she said, "Just know you're getting a tattoo on your face."
Right.
That's what you're getting. You're getting a tattoo on your face.
That scares me.
Do you want to be 80 at the nursing home with your eyebrows?
Right.
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. But eyebrows might not even be a thing, but.
Right.
When we're old.
Well, just like Cameron Diaz's pussy will not have hair on
exactly.
it. You know, I'm gonna have eyebrow. By the way, I did my full.
You did full? That's great.
Well, I went to this place and the Armenian nurse, I said, "Do you have your pussy laser?" And she said, "Yeah."
Of course.
I go, "What'd you get?" She goes, "I did the whole thing." She goes, "Only do the whole thing."
But it grows back a little.
Well, that's why I was like, okay, it grows back a little. So go ahead, knock it down a few notches, and then
that's
I'll
what
stop
is.
Doing the whole thing.
Thinning it out. That's what people don't know. If you do a little bit,
right.
It thins it out. Yeah.
But I just kept doing it, and...
You're bald, baby.
But if my pussy starts to... Sag a little bit.
I mean, you already had a baby, so I feel like you're already older than when Cameron was talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've already passed that
no,
age.
I might someday be an old lady with a droopy pussy, and I'm going to have to look it dead in the eye every day in the mirror. And that's just the cross I have to bear.
But you know what? Maybe like little pussy wigs will be in bed. That's a thing.
Or I can put it in like a little, like a bra. Like a hold
that
like up.
A pussy bra.
A pussy bra.
That's an underwear.
That's what I say. I think they call that a thong.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. I don't know. I like it when mine's all gone. It's just my thick. It's so thick.
Yes.
Like on the top. If I shave
Why
it, it's
didn't
back.
You take
like,
it down a notch?
I might. I actually thought about going back. And
yeah.
Doing
Even
it.
One session, it makes it so much softer.
I agree. Yeah.
By the way.
And your skin gets softer.
By the way. Yeah. Last night, I just barely. I wasn't masturbating or anything. I just barely stroked the side of my pussy.
Yeah.
And it was so soft. And I was like, the only part of my body that the sun has not destroyed is my pussy. It's the only soft skin left on my body.
No, it can't be.
No, it is. This is all rough. This is sandpaper. Arms,
no.
Body. But it's still soft and pure.
Spot. Yeah.
It's soft and pure.
But I do love tanning naked and swimming naked. Oof.
Yeah.
Swimming naked, bare pussy is like nothing feels better to
me. Oh, yeah.
Peeing
the
in the ocean.
D just going right there.
Yeah. I go to the beach just so I can pee in the ocean. That's like my whole thing.
Do
I'm
you
like,
go
guys,
to the beach naked?
No, but I will like often get in the ocean and just like take off my bottoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just like it.
To feel the seawater.
I mean, not that my bathing suit is like much of a thing. Like I wear like a string.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at the beach the other day and someone was like, Jade. And it was my old agent from like years ago. And he recognized
you from your body?
Yeah. He goes, we realized how tiny that bathing suit was. We're like, is that Jade? And I was like, hell yeah, love being known for that.
I see dental floss. Yeah. Okay.
But I feel like bathing suit, like if you get a weird bottom and it presses your butt in, it's almost worse than if you just let your butt go.
That's true.
Like, look at Liz's butt. She's got a huge butt. She's got cellulite. Who cares? Her butt looks great. It's really helped me. She's really helped me. I fucking love her.
Who?
Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like into her.
I'm into her and Meg Thee Stallion for the same reasons. They empower women.
I just like, I want to be that sexual and not, because I want to be that sexual all the time. Like, and now I think that I'm explaining why I'm sexual. And I think people are like a little
tuning out.
Tuning out. They're like, why? And just be sexual. Jade, just get to the sex part.
There's nothing more sexual than explaining why you're sexual.
No, just explaining, like, you know, like growing up in Brazil, we are more exposed to sex.
Yeah.
Like, sex is not taboo, but
Brazilian
I think people go,
oh, it's never heard of it.
What?
Brazilian
what?
Butt lift.
Never gotten one. But isn't that a fat transfer?
I should know. They go in and pull your ass up and then, like, suture it. And then, yes, I do believe they add some layers. Fat. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. BBL. I get nervous. I get nervous with surgery stuff
BBL
a little bit.
BBL is the number one killer. It has the highest death rate of any surgery.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's how much people want to butt.
I know. And they're flying all over the world, and they get them done in, like, botched shops, and they fly back to America,
yeah,
and they
go
die
to Mexico. Like, I don't even get a Groupon for that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why would you do this? Yeah. Isn't that how Kanye's mom died?
I don't know where she went, but she did die something related to surgery complication. Yeah. Everybody be careful. It's, you know what it is? It's unfortunately a lot of it is dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Because of our phones and media and things, and people think they need these things and they don't have the funds to go to Beverly Hills. So they do what they feel they need to do. And
I do like exterior stuff. Like, have you ever done M-Sculpt? I've done that.
No, what's that?
So it's like a thing that you put on, and you can put it on any part of your body, but I did my butt when I was like feeling like I just need a little extra, you know? Mm-hmm. And you put it on and it goes like, and it basically makes your like butt contract and it's equivalent to 20,000 squats.
Does it work though?
It works.
So,
like, I did it.
How often did you have to do it?
I did 3 sessions. Yeah. They recommend 4. I did 3 sessions and it hurt, like, hurts just a little bit. Yeah. Like, you just feel like,
yeah.
And you do it for 20 minutes and I couldn't fit any of my pants. My butt was like so much higher and fuller. I was like, wait, have I gained weight? And then I was like, oh my God, the M-Sculpt thing really worked. I should have pictures. They have pictures there, the before and after. And I was like, wow, I really noticed. So then I did my thigh underneath, like the thigh. And then I did my stomach. And the stomach one, I didn't feel like really changed.
How long
anything.
Does it last?
It doesn't last very long.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah. You have to kind of like keep up with exercise. Right. Why do we
it's
hate
just
cellulite?
Skin. No, yeah. The thing is it's just skin. And we're all been programmed to think that there's something wrong with it, but there isn't. It's just how our bodies are. Any human being that's alive and
has
walking
it.
Around has it.
It's so weird. But yeah, it is. I think it's just getting older too. It's just something different.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, this used to be smooth or this.
Right.
Smoothness is so overrated.
I blame the sun.
The sun?
I think the sun is the cause of all these issues.
I'm fucked. I used to put baby oil all over my body. And like,
my mom did that too.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay, we're going to play another game. This is called New Palette Who Dis. And this is where we discuss some unhinged products.
New Palette.
Unhinged products that have come out recently.
Ooh.
Now, I would love your take on this because, as I said at the beginning, you love to give your opinion and you never hold back. So the first thing I'm going to show you, this is an indie brand. Are you familiar with like palettes?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is an indie brand called Unearthly Cosmetics, and they have, what are these called?
Unearthly, weird name.
They have 4 palettes out and they are all cinema themed. You may recognize some of these iconic people.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's 4 palettes. Can you read the names of them? One's called The Weirdos, which it has Firuza Balk on the front
from
The Craft.
And then 1984 or 1964?
Well, that is young, like Frankenstein wife, right? And then, but this one is Lydia Deetz. From Beetlejuice. And then this one is Aaliyah from Queen of the Damned.
Aaliyah.
And I just want to say, I don't think these paid for the licensing of these people. I'm assuming they didn't.
Yeah, how do they the idea is really smart, but it should have been like a campaign, like, hey, you can do your makeup like this.
Right.
Right?
But I think they're cool. But I'm curious your thoughts. Which one of these palettes would you reach for? Would you reach for any of them?
I love them. I think they have really good colors.
Are you a craft girl? Do you love the craft?
Love the craft.
Same.
I mean, I really like the craft one, but just for me, because like I already have my basic palette. Like, what am I going to do with the black? Ooh, I don't know which. I think I would choose the Aaliyah one. Mm-hmm. I just like it has more colors. I don't know. Palettes are so expensive. Like, if it doesn't have like my basic colors that I like I'm not. I really like the Anastasia ones.
I really don't. I just, is there a palette that anyone has ever used completely up every color in? Ever?
No, never. Unless you make your own MAC ones.
Yes.
You know how you can like pull your own little things into it? Or Makeup Forever has a really good blank palette. But I don't know. I'm not like, I don't do my makeup that crazy.
You're right. The only one I would use here is this, the one with the Aaliyah Queen of the Damned on the front.
But it's kind of a good idea because I think more and more people want to do like a look.
Funky stuff.
Yeah, like a funky, weird look.
And the colors have names. Like I'm looking at the Weirdos palette, which again has Fairuza Balk's image from the craft on the front.
It's smart, I think.
Anyone who is a craft stan, this would be a great present for holiday season, just so everybody knows, because a lot of us of the same age group, it says 3x3, invoke, I bind you. It's got a lot of fun references to the craft. So everyone check that out. Here's the one I really want your thoughts on. So have you heard about Brad Pitt's line?
No.
Every fucking celebrity.
He just came out with art and now he has makeup?
Honey, every celebrity is coming out with a skincare line. It is the new pandemic.
It is.
It is the new pandemic. So Brad Pitt has a new line out. Here is what the products look like.
He never showered. Is that a rumor? Is that one of those like random rumors that's not really true? Always heard that
I heard Shia LaBeouf doesn't shower.
Well, that seems more feasible.
Yeah. Well, they are kind of buds.
I can't wait to not shower.
That's a goal.
I shower like 3 times a day.
So here is, it's called Domaine. And look at the packaging, look at the prices, and just kind of tell me your thoughts.
Wait, I'm sorry. This product costs 350
euro,
which means it's $400.
I don't know the exchange.
It's almost double.
Now. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Is Brad Pitt show up and make you come every time you wear it? Because that's ridiculous.
I would buy
the packaging is cool.
The packaging is
cool. I do like a little bit of wood. Mm-hmm. Like a wood thing makes it look rich and just very, I don't know. But the price is fucking ridiculous. It's more expensive than La Mer.
And La Mer is the top. La Mer.
And then what are you going to say? Because does Brad Pitt even wear it?
Listen, do any of the celebrities wear the shit they hawk? Do we know? Have we broken into their bathrooms and looked?
I think Gaga does.
Yeah.
I think she's been amazing. Yeah. This foundation is incredible. Yeah. I think this is ridiculous. Also, is the money going towards something besides
his bank account that's already very full?
Yeah. This feels like, I don't know. It just feels like,
weird.
Like, why do you care about, skincare?
I don't know.
Do you care about helping people? Like, what's the messaging behind it? Just like, it's for rich men who like rich creams.
I'm looking at the comments here. It says, the first one says, is this some kind of a midlife crisis? The next person says, our landfills are literally begging you all to stop.
It's so
true. The next
true.
Comment, enough. The next person, once again, no one asked for this. Next comment. This is hell. We are in all caps hell. Because every week a celebrity is coming out with a makeup line now, or skincare line.
Yeah.
It's like it's the new podcast.
It's so bizarre because it's like, why?
If you're a celebrity and you don't have a podcast and a skincare line, you're not really a celebrity.
Yeah. Or I feel like it's better when you see Kate Hudson doing like the alcohol stuff. Like,
right.
That stuff's, they Kate all Harry have
alcohol.
One.
They all have alcohol, but I don't mind that. Get drunk all you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of men's skincare, the last one I was going to show you. So, you know, Travis Barker is a Kardashian now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
He has come out with Barker Wellness.
I already know what it looks like.
Once again, peep those prices, hon.
Oh, wow.
Peep the prices.
$140 for a renewal balm.
For a tiny? That's like a lip balm.
Wait, I'm sorry. Oh, it doesn't even look like his brand. Like, I thought it would be more, like, edgy, like black.
Like Avril Lavigne, like, skulls.
Yeah, like, I mean, at least make it like that.
Like a tattoo print.
Yeah, like, make it cool, but make it, like, edgy. Like, this, I don't put
or
together.
Or make it kind of Blink-182, trashy, mid-2000s.
Also, he looks tired. Why would I buy a renewal balm from a dude who looks like a fucking vampire? Are you insane? Look, I love Travis Barker. I want to be friends with him. Okay, I love him.
He but would think that was funny.
This is crazy. Yeah. Like, $140. Also, again, is it going towards some kind of charity? Is
he's
it going
a, to, he's a Kardashian like, yeah. now. It's going in Chris's account.
10%.
Let me read you some of the comments. $130 for eye serum. I'm screaming. Skincare is the new tequila. Like we were just saying. I can see him with tattoo, Caroline, more than this. Hashtag nope. Not feeling it. Is he now a skincare expert as well? $95 for a cleanser to literally wash down the drain?
Yeah.
Travis Kardashian. There's no one's skincare I'm less interested in than Travis Barker. I've had enough.
Yeah, it's true. Like, if it was like stuff like, how about this? Do like a moisturizer for after a tattoo. Like, do an ointment that you do.
I think the tattoo line would have been a wise choice.
I agree. Like,
because his tattoos, all things considered, still look really good.
I think he's cool. I mean, I do want to be friends with him.
Yeah.
Let me get that straight. But it's just like, when you send a product, right, your brand, like, what is the messaging? Are you helping anybody at all?
It's
like,
just,
you know,
really generic and overpriced. I really am shocked. Are you familiar with the three men of Blink-182, what they look like and whatnot?
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Let's do a fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, okay, fun. Well,
Travis, and Mark.
Oh, I have to put picks? Yeah, I need picks.
Okay.
Because one of them is really into aliens, which I'm also into.
Tom DeLonge. So that's Mark. He's a little older now, but let me pull up a young pick. Let me pull up
I love Blink-182. Who are we kidding?
They're like my favorite living band. So, okay. Let's look up a newer picture. Okay. So here's them in their youth. This really sets a mood.
Oh my God. Travis was so cute.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's
so fuck tall. Obviously Travis, because I feel like him and Courtney are doing some weird shit and I want that. I like weird, like breathing stuff, like tantric sex stuff.
Okay. He would be perfect for you.
I feel like I don't really know anything about the non-alien dude one.
Yeah.
So I'd kill him.
Okay.
And then I'd marry the weird alien dude.
Okay.
Guy, for sure. Let's go to space together, baby. Let's go.
Okay. What a great answer. Okay. For me, I would marry Tom so I could look at him all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to kill Mark, though.
But
this is the game. This is the game.
You got to kill somebody. Because if you think about it, they could still be a band with the drummer and the lead singer, you know?
Okay, I'm going to fuck Travis, too, because I have to know why Courtney's so in love with him.
Exactly.
There's got to be something.
I feel like he's great in bed.
He has to be. She wouldn't put up with that shit.
Right.
She's a grown-ass woman. She wouldn't put up with that shit.
Well, after, you know, the other
That's
relationship, this is a...
Okay, so I guess the same. I'm going to do the same.
I hate that
because I love... Mark is like my father.
Mark's dead.
He's like a dad to me.
We killed him. Dude, Travis like went through, literally almost died on a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
And was like, I gotta sell skincare.
You know what? Maybe that's what it is.
Now he's just like, fuck it. I'll do whatever. You know, he's just trying to have fun.
He's a Kardashian. He says, I want to be invited to the Christmas party. I gotta earn.
Where's Rob? Where's Rob in his sock line? What's he up to?
I don't know.
China is the highest earning person on OnlyFans.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Get that coin.
I know. I've been thinking about doing just my feet and then in front of like faces of comics.
You know what? You joke. I have a friend who's a foot fetish model who makes a lot of money.
Can you connect me? Because I've been really actually thinking about it.
I told her she needs to teach a workshop.
I think she should.
A workshop. Because it's a whole underground. She's told me crazy stories. Like there's these foot fetish nights and you go to this random location and you just sit. And people come in and they go, okay, can I touch your feet? Can I lick them? Can I take a photo of them? Can I give you a foot rub? And you just say, sure, $50. And they hand you money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would just have my boyfriend standing there and then he would give the price.
Yeah.
I love that. I was not really into foot stuff until this relationship. And now he like even touches my feet. I'm like, so interesting.
That's fun.
So many nerve endings.
Yeah, I've never really been into feet myself.
Oh, I love a
foot
rub.
But it's the most common foot fetish or most common fetish.
Oh, it is? Yeah, I thought it was MILFs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was like the most searched. MILFs and casting couch stuff.
Oh, I'm not necessarily, I don't mean porn. I just And that also might be just because it's the most talked about or most in the zeitgeist.
Nobody's like, I love to get farted on. Nobody's telling people.
Which
that.
I also have a friend who does that.
Wow. Yeah. Also, I can fart on command.
Have you been on TikTok? There's women who sell their hair, like the hair of their hairbrush, and they ship it to people.
Oh my God.
There's a whole world
out
there.
I need an agent. I need like a body fluid agent who just like, hey, are you interested in selling this, selling that? I'll do it. I don't care. You want to smell my dirty panties? Like, come over.
Yeah.
Like.
Right. Sniff, sniff. No, she does that too.
Oh my God. She's a Renaissance woman.
You know she is?
Yeah.
She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, she is.
Honey.
She's a boss.
She's got a mortgage.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous. I mean. If I have to sell my panties to get a house, I will. I don't care. Yeah.
In this market.
In this market. Honey. In this inflation.
And she does it for real.
Yeah.
Because I saw on TikTok, there are people who do fake panty smell. Like you. Can,
oh, it's her real. Yeah.
She really does the work. She wears
what
it.
What do they put on it? What's the smell?
I want to say it was like a hot sauce herb blend.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. And they like rub it on.
Mm-hmm.
Just wear the panties. It feels easier. Go on a jog.
I know. But if you're pumping out a lot of product, I don't know.
I see.
I don't know, Jade.
I just think underwear is expensive. You'd really have to get a game plan together.
Dollar store.
Oh, I see. You get cheap panties.
Yeah. Okay. I've watched a lot of these.
I'm like, what? This is helping me. I'm taking notes.
And this is how I revealed to you how I got my house. My panty hustle.
Panty money. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're going to keep moving. That was great. Let's talk about Hotties.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about your products.
Yeah. Hotties is a hybrid dating cooking competition show that I host. I'm in love with it. I'm so proud of it, especially after I didn't really get to make the soup my own. This really like is mine. It's raunchy. It's funny. It's weird. You described it perfectly.
Yes.
It really is like Hot Ones meets Blind Date meets Next, which I was obsessed with Next.
Except they don't X people in the middle of the day.
They don't.
Because that's what Next, the fun of Next was all about. Somebody would walk out and they would go Next.
That's the best.
That was so mean.
I know. But, and also like when they describe themselves, it was so sexual. They're like, I love to give blowjobs.
By the way,
and to get fucked.
You could have been on Next because I almost went on it.
Oh my God. I felt so far away.
I got
then?
Recruited at Barney's Beanery when I was 21 by Trishelle from Real World Vegas. And I went in for a meeting and I killed it. And I said, I will only do it if I'm the chooser.
Oh,
and they were like, got it. And then they called me a few days later and they're like, okay, you're not going to be a chooser, but we have a great guy. And I go, no, I'm only doing it if I'm the chooser.
Yeah, you don't want to get nexted.
Exactly. And so then they never called.
Should we bring that Next? It's a pitch.
Oh, you're the host. Okay, so Hotties is on Hulu now.
Yeah, so they do two separate dates and then they like have to compete to have the best date or the best dish.
Okay.
And then every 15 minutes we feed them spicy stuff.
Okay.
And it is, it's like, cause, you know, you think they want to be cool.
Hot.
But, and it's like really hot stuff, like a million Scoville heat units.
How do you even live? I mean.
I can even barely look at a pepper.
How they say if you really get to know someone, if you travel with them, I feel like you really get to know someone when you see them hit a Scoville. Thousand.
Dude, I smell Tabasco. I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm about to do like an appearance, hopefully on this show. And they were like, we want to do like a hot segment, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I won't be able to do it. Yeah. Like, I'll be crying. I'll be like snort. Like, it just affects me so much.
So you get to watch people being tortured under awkward dating, but also tortured with hot food.
Yeah. And everybody was a really good trooper. You know, like everybody's like, you know, wants to be an actor or like, want to be on TV. And they were just also sweet and also hot. And they were so, you know, it was fun. And they were still trying to have fun on the date. Like some of the people still hang out. So it's kind of cool. And I just got to make fun of it in my air-conditioned trailer. It was the best job I've ever had.
And you looked amazing. Many beautiful looks.
Yeah,
which are archived on your Insta story. Do you have a fave? Do you remember? Because I know the makeup artist who you work
Linda
with
Marfisi
was amazing.
Yeah.
Do you remember one of your fave glams that you did for the show?
Yes.
Because you had some beautiful glams.
Thank you. And it was like we didn't have a lot of money or time. And so we really like put it together. And my hairdresser is this Japanese woman named Yuma. Yuma Beast on
Instagram.
Oh, maybe it's not Yuma Beast on Instagram. But look on my Instagram. Her hair is. She does it so fast.
Yeah.
The baby hair look was my favorite. Like slicked back hair with the baby hair. Like, it was just so exciting to get to do my own kind of looks. Because again, like, you know, when you do these big branded shows, like they have an idea of what they want you to look like, how you want to dress, blah, blah, blah. And so it was fun to get to like be really weird and like just be like really crazy and not be like super attached to like being perfect and just being kind of messy.
And they, it's fun that they let you do that because I feel like most shows would be like, don't say anything too crazy.
Yeah.
But they were like, go off the hinges.
It was all women at Hulu, all women at Bright Spot, the production company. And it was like, oh, it was so cool. I get like emotional thinking about it. And I really hope we get a second season.
So everybody watch Hotties.
Everybody watch it. Please.
Okay, it's on Hulu now. We all have Hulu.
We all have Hulu.
And we love Hulu. I've been a Hulu person for forever.
They're kind of crushing now. The Kardashians are here. Let's go.
And I watch.
Me too.
I got to watch the new one.
Oh my God.
I haven't watched
bawling.
It
yet. I was bawling.
I know.
It's so sad.
Oh, I watched the first episode of the new one.
Oh, there's a second one out already?
It came out today.
I'm doing that today. That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to watch it as soon as my son takes his next nap. Okay. Tell me your products.
Okay, so...
So, just so people know, Jade is snatched, okay? The skin is beautiful. The makeup is great. So, take her... And I can't believe you're my age.
What do you mean? We've always been the same age.
I know, but for some reason, because you look so young
hot,
and you're always running around with, like, your hot boyfriend all over the world, and, like, y'all look hot together, I assumed you were, like, 30.
You're very sweet. I'll take it. Okay, so I'm obsessed with this new eyeliner. It was a high Instagram purchase. I wasn't sure about it, because sometimes I do get a little nervous, because I don't know if it's clean.
Okay? Yeah,
we don't know if it's coming from China.
We don't know.
However, it's a eyeliner that comes with an eraser pen. It's called
Gloom.
What
a great idea.
Yeah, and you can do, and it's not as deep, like, saturation-wise, so it's good for your everyday. Like, I just want to have a little, you know?
Yeah, a little.
And, and you can do the little eyeliner, and then the pen is like an eyeliner, like the eraser pen. And so you can, like, go back through, and it works.
How much was it?
It was, like, $25.
Okay.
It's, you can do, like, a package for two of them for $35 bucks online. Amazing. I took a picture. I'll send it to you. I've also started wearing my hair wavy, so that's been really exciting. I'm obsessed with this Quay spray.
Okay.
It's kind of expensive. Whey spray.
The Whey spray.
A Whey spray. It's like a little expensive, but you like do your hair. You don't dry it with a towel. You just scrunch it, put it on. Amazing.
What's it called?
It's called Wave Spray.
Okay.
Kind of a simple.
Yeah.
And then this I copied from Haley Babe. Bieber? What's his wife's name?
Yeah.
Haley Bieber. Yeah.
Haley Bieber?
I don't do her nails because I think it's a little too like wedding, but I love this. It's like when you wear your hair really taut in a ponytail and your hair is already really dirty.
She always has like a snatched pony.
This stuff is incredible.
Okay, what is that?
It's called Tancho High Grade Teak Vegetable. It comes in lavender. The smell is disgusting. Okay. I don't like the smell of it. But it just like stay, like if you want to have like a real shiny, taut ponytail, like this is the trick. Like,
what is it? A powder?
No, it almost looks like a deodorant.
Like a glue stick.
Yeah, it's like a glue stick and you like, and you just put it on little flyaways or you could like put it on your finger like a balm and smooth on.
Oh, wow.
But I really, really recommend. I love wearing my hair really taut.
Like, do you have that in right now?
Do I have it in?
Yeah.
No, I just put a, I put like a, just a little.
You don't have any hairs out of place.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
But these are my three products. Everything else, I'm pretty basic.
Yeah.
Like Ilia is like my brand that I wear for almost everything.
We love,
Like, and I love makeup forever. Wait, I want to shout out my friend who does this new clip thing, which I think
is
really cute.
You gave me one.
So that's the one for the book, but she also does one. Jay Gartan is her Insta, but she does like jewelry and then accessories for women. And I really like that book one, but she does one for the purse too, that you just like clip on your purse and you can put your glasses on it. It's so great.
As a person, I'm going to put this on my purse.
Yeah.
As a person who wears glasses all the time, and when I get in the car, I wear my prescription sunglasses, and I have to swap.
I swap all the time,
and then I drop my glasses, and they're at the bottom of the fucking thing, and then, of course, you can't see without
who
your glasses.
Who makes those? Those are amazing.
These?
The
I
frames.
Just bought them.
They're so good.
They're from Instagram. It's T-I-J-N. They're a Japanese brand. I just bought them. You're going to start getting ads. All my honeys are going to start getting ads now, too. T-I-J-N. I saw them on Instagram, and I bought them. They're right here. T-I-J-N eyewear.
I love it because I usually get...
T-I-J-N eyewear.
Oh, yeah. You have the little box. I usually get Zany or Zany's.
Oh, yeah. Zany Optical. Zany.
Yeah, they're great. They're so affordable.
I met them at South by a few years ago. They're so nice.
Yeah.
They gave me a free pair just because I went over to the booth and told them how much I love them.
Isn't that crazy? I remember thinking glasses were like so expensive. Well, now they're so affordable.
And I do... I am a Warby gal too. So we just love a good
Warby's
frame.
Expensive.
Yeah.
That's out of my price range.
Okay. Well, then these aren't cheap
I like
either.
To have multiples.
Mine aren't cheap.
Yeah. I like prescription sunglasses. That's my jam.
So anyway, this product is great because now I can clip my glasses onto this and not lose them in the car.
I love it. People don't get it. It's like, we just want stuff. It's Jay Garten on Instagram, but the thing is called Clip Going On.
Clip Going On. Everybody look this up. And of course, Jay brought me a pink one.
Yeah, it's a little pinky.
Okay, this would be a great gift.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
you're
gifts.
Always trying to like bring a hostess gift or something to a person. It's like, what do they have already? They don't have this, honey.
I like candles. If you come over to my house or anybody ever comes over.
Good to know. I have a bunch because people always bring me candles. So I'm like, enough with the fucking candles.
I need to get you a baby thing. So you let me know.
You're friends with Elizabeth Cott.
Yes.
I'm going to her engagement party next
month. Yes, same. I'll be there.
She's probably not going to hear this. So I'm going to feel. I'm getting her truffle salt.
Because she's
somebody got me
that.
Truffle salt. Yeah. And I use it every day. And I think fondly of them when I use it.
I love truffles.
Yes.
It's like an acquired taste because some people really fucking hate it.
Oh, I didn't realize
it's
that.
Like cilantro. It's really like.
It makes me feel opulent. It makes me feel it. Like, honey, the abundance in my
opulence.
Life is beautiful. Opulence, honey. Opulence. Yes. My last question for you, and then I'm going to let you go. What are your self-care rituals? Things you have to do every day that make Jade Jade?
So, I mean, I have to wash. I will never go to bed without my face being washed.
Yes.
You know, love. Like, I will be blackout drunk and I'll do my whole.
Same.
Like, I cannot be moisture. Like,
yes.
There's just so much moisture and sunscreen. I put sunscreen on the entire day.
Yes.
Constantly putting on. My boyfriend puts it on even when he's not in the sun because he likes the way it makes his muscles.
His muscles glisten.
His muscles glisten more.
Does he use the spray?
No, he does the shiny one that gets like a little shiny.
There's this, I need Edwin, my friend who does my makeup. He buys this shitty cheap spray. It's like the CVS brand.
Yeah.
And he uses it on me for photo shoots.
And it gets like
shiny. Like my Robert Von Zweig maternity pictures, whatever.
Incredible.
Because it makes you look amazing. It makes you look like Lizzo photo shoots. Like it's incredible.
I love a little shine. Yeah. Face wash always. And then I guess my daily is just like washing really well, moisturizing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never dyed my hair. My hair is it's natural. It's the only thing natural. Left
you don't have
body.
Any grays?
I have never gotten a gray. I have a gray. I get eyebrows. My eyebrows are turning gray.
I've had a couple unicorn eyebrow hairs, but no, my grays are coming for me. I'm really jealous of that. That's incredible.
It's the only thing, because my mom was really weird about my hair as a kid. Like I was never allowed to cut it and stuff. It's like, I think it's like a Latin thing.
Yeah.
Like hair is this thing. I remember when I cut my hair, they were like, por qué? You know, I remember when I shaved my legs, I was in so much trouble. Ya, por qué? But I think, I think that, and that the thing that I do every day is I do a smoothie every morning. And if I don't do that, I'm dead.
You got a Vitamix?
Oh, yeah. Nutribullet. Yeah.
Oh, Nutribullet. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Nutribullet is not as cool as I've lost the Vitamix in the divorce.
Yeah, that happens. Actually, I kept both of mine. I kept my Vitamix in my divorce and I got a new one when I got married the second time.
You did?
But
I mean, they're amazing.
But I gave away my first one. If you were my friend in 2019, I gave away all my Le Creuset. Because I was like, these are such beautiful, joyous pieces that now make me sad. And I want other people to kind of reinvent that. Like Catherine got a lot of my orange Le Creuset. I gave away my Vitamix on Facebook to a random person.
Oh my God. Where was I?
Pay it forward. Yeah.
Yeah. I love a smoothie. And I do mushroom powder every morning. I'm really, really into the mushroom like elixirs thing. Mm-hmm. I just got one on like TikTok. That was like three of them. TBD.
Did you buy mud water?
No.
Have you seen those ads?
Those ads. I'm like,
Ben got duped. Don't buy it.
Is it gross?
I get the mail. Getting the mail is one of my self-care rituals every day.
I love getting the mail.
I love getting the mail. And I was like, wait a minute. All the packages come for me. I'm the influencer.
Yeah.
Although Ben is clipping at my heels. He does have a TikTok check mark and I don't. But that's fine.
He does?
Oh, honey. He's killing it, man.
That's hard to get a check mark on TikTok.
I know.
I've been trying.
Yeah. It ain't easy. They don't give them out. So I checked the mail and I was like, oh, what is this? This has Ben's name on it. And then it said mud water. And I went into his office and I go, somebody got duped. Somebody got TikTok duped.
Those ads do kind of like
follow you.
Yeah. I got the mud water one for
months and I never clicked it. I did watch it a couple of times and I did think about it. And it's disgusting.
I bet.
It is absolutely disgusting. Nobody buy the mud water off of TikTok.
I'm just really into mushrooms. Like in general, like I'm into foraging. That's a new thing that I've been trying to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't rain here in LA at all. You find like a mushroom a year.
Right.
But I've been really into like not drinking caffeine and figuring out other ways.
Because
I haven't drank coffee in like 10 years.
Me neither.
That's crazy.
Are
you a matcha girl?
Yeah. I'm a matcha freak.
Freak. Same. Yeah. Oh my God. Let me know what you do. Do you do matcha at home?
Yeah.
You show me what you do.
Yeah,
because
I can make you one on the way out. I haven't had mine yet today.
I love that. I haven't either.
I'll make you one.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think self-care is like really about me like sleeping and smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing is to smoke spliffs, which I know I got to cut back on.
Yeah.
But I just love it. It's like my one vice. I don't really drink.
I love that you smoke weed. I want to get high so bad.
But are you just not doing it because the breast?
Yeah,
milk?
Yeah. I like breastfeeding, and it's such a part of my day now, because I could technically probably get high and just give him my milk in the freezer for a couple days and pump and dump. But I don't want to waste my milk.
I was going to say, like, why? If you can do it now,
I don't need,
like,
to get high that bad. Yeah. But when I'm done breastfeeding, I'm going to get high as fuck.
I'll come over. Okay. I'll bring my bong. I have a really pretty bong.
I can't wait. Yeah,
My brain is just nonstop all day. Like, it's right. So nice when I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
Like, and I can't hear any voices.
Empty.
Yeah. And I'm just like watching. I love reality TV. Reality TV is my self-care. I mean, sorry.
Hotties would be fun to watch high, right?
It's really fun. I recommend it.
Yeah.
And I have a special out right now on YouTube. So please go watch
it. How do we find it?
It's at Helium
Comedy. It's
called
Jaded, right?
It's called Jaded. Yes. It's at Helium Comedy Studios. It's like everything I've ever done for 15 years. I'm very ready to be completed with this chapter.
Yes.
And today, I don't know when this drops.
A week from today.
So in a week already, I'm doing a musical at moment.co. Like, it's basically my hour as a musical to full band.
Oh.
So tickets go on sale. They're on sale right now on my website, on my Instagram, all that stuff. Go, like, it's called A Jade is a Jade. And it's just a musical version of my hour. And I did it like during COVID. Nobody was like out
of
the house.
She is prolific.
I'm done.
She is prolific.
I want to take a nap after this is done.
Well, you have CBD sleepy tea now.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
So watch Jade's musical, watch Jade's special, and watch Hotties on Hulu.
Yeah.
And live your life. Live your
live
best
your life.
Okay. You're going to come smoke me out in next summer when I'm done breastfeeding. Okay.
Summer.
Yeah.
That's how long?
I'm trying to go a year.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I have friends who are like, their kids are like three and they're still breastfeeding
stuff. Yeah, so. My sister went a long way.
I don't find it weird at all.
No, well, the Pediatric Association says to go 2 years. That's a long time. Breastfeeding is hard. It is a grind. And I completely understand why women stop, because the odds are so stacked against you, especially if you have a job outside of the home. It's just impossible.
Yeah. Like, how do you do it?
Well, I work from home, so it's easy for me. That aspect of it. But no, it's a grind. It's a really
so
grind. I'm honored to create food for him. It's like an honor for me. It's difficult. And
do your nipples hurt all the time?
There's times where I've wanted to throw him off and put him in the trash. Like, literally, I wanted to like push him off me and be like, I can't anymore. It's hard, but I'm committing. And everyone says you go in like month intervals. Like, okay, I hit a month. Do I want to keep going or do I not want to? Like, you kind of give yourself those graces. My goal is a year. I'm lucky that it's going well. We'll see where.
Yeah, some babies don't even, what's that called when they
nipple
latch.
Confusion.
They don't latch.
And we had good latch from day one, luckily. Again, I have nipples of like an animal in the rainforest.
Right now or just always?
I just had good nipples for
you
that.
Had them already? See, mine are so tiny. They'd be like, meh, meh.
Yeah, like, where
they
is
get
it?
Bigger. They get bigger when you get pregnant.
Yes.
I can't wait
they
to
get
have bigger
dark.
Tits.
Yeah, oh, look at mine.
Yeah, your boobs are humongous right now. They look fake.
There's no padding in this.
That's insane. I feel like your nipples look incredible. I want to suck on your nipples. Is that weird? They look very suckable right now.
Well, they're very like engorged.
They're like very, look like juicy.
Yeah. They're bigger because he's sucked
the life
out of them.
They look beautiful.
But I mean, they're, listen.
That's
body,
crazy.
What did I say?
The body is powerful, honey.
The body is powerful.
Who knew? My mom was like, don't worry. When you have a baby, you'll get boobs. And I was like, when is that? She's like, I'm like, it's going to happen still. My sister has huge tits. It's not fair.
Yeah. Listen, we're all blessed with our own things, you know? Okay, Jade, I'll get you out of here. Everybody, we told you where to go, where to listen. Well, what's your Instagram for everybody?
Jade Catafretta, J-A-C.
There you go. She's a solid follow. We've been following each other forever.
Forever, dude.
Since that time we met at that audition.
Yeah, it's been probably... Plus
100
years plus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
I don't even remember what it was for. It was for some stupid fucking bullshit that we were too good
for. It was a commercial.
Yeah.
And it was two other girls there.
I know Amy Vorpahl, which I haven't talked to in forever. I don't even know what she's up to.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time.
I don't remember who else.
It's funny because like you become friends with people that you audition with. Like,
yes.
Deborah. Do you know Deborah?
Yes.
Like, I saw her the other day. I was like, oh my God, how do we meet? And she's like, we met from testing together.
Are you talking about Deborah Baker Jr.?
Yes.
I love her.
I love her.
Her voice. If I ever do a cartoon of Chooch, I want her to play Chooch.
Yeah, her voice is like
amazing.
Little, but it's just, it's like so cute.
It's so great. Ugh. She's got to come on HBO. Okay, Jade, thank you for being here. Finally,
you finally were here.
It was so fun.
No, you can't get me to leave. You're like, okay, bye.
No, I'm going to make you a matcha.
Ooh,
and I'm going to make sure my son is okay because I think I heard him screaming. Okay.
See, I didn't hear it. That's how maternal
you
are right now.
The mommy ear, honey, it's strong. Okay, everybody, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Jay, do you cream your neck?
Oh, yeah, on a daily basis.
Have you ever had bangs?
No, but that's a fear of mine.
You don't need them.